I got you for five jam-packed hours of sports talk radio. Knicks lose. Giants get their guy. We'll get into the Jets conversation. Connor Hughes putting out a little bit ago, replying to a tweet that he keeps hearing Wink as a name at defensive coordinator. But we got to start with the NFL divisional round. And yes, Bo Nix out. We'll get to that. And the Niners beat down at the hands of the Seahawks. But Josh Allen, yet again, devastating playoff loss. And normally, I'd sit here and tell you, like, he did everything he could to win this game. But this had to be his worst playoff performance of his career. And after the game, you know, you're grasping at straws if you're complaining about the calls or saying his teammates didn't do enough when a lot of this game felt like his team actually picked up where he was slacking. You know, even the touchdown leading up to the Broncos, you know, drive that ensued, and they got the game tying field goal for the Bills in regulation. That drive prior, he almost screwed the game up for him, missing multiple passes, under throwing guys, completely missing targets. I mean, the fumble at the end of the half, which essentially swung 6 points to the Broncos. You get that fumble for 3 points, and then the turnover at the beginning of the half on the other side after you start with the ball. And I'm not over here telling you he's a bad quarterback, but at some point, and this goes for a lot of the media, why would Bills fans criticize him? They've had nothing to root for, and another brutal loss again. But at some point, this guy has to be treated like we treat Lamar Jackson, and like, you know, Justin Herbert has finally gotten criticized. And how we've treated, I mean, Peyton Manning, after he couldn't win a Super Bowl and, you know, at times was flawless, we didn't treat him with kid gloves. Brady, how many Super Bowls Brady had to win before everyone truly respected him? And Josh Allen goes out there and has a dud of a game, and that's the best way to describe it. I don't care if they tied it up and all the special things he did. He was bad today. He would tell you he was bad. I'm sure, in honesty, with his head coach, he would tell you he was also bad. 0-7 in overtime games in the playoffs. And I don't want to hear you tell me it's a crapshoot when most of you in this fan base that are Yankee fans can't handle when your owner and GM tell you the World Series is a crapshoot or the playoffs are a crapshoot. Two interceptions, a terrible fumble. A lot of boneheaded plays today. And when does he get over the hump? Does he ever get over the hump? This was the year for Josh Allen to get over the hump. You know, he took care of Trevor Lawrence. I thought that was going to be their biggest test. I actually thought coming into the playoffs that the Jaguars were possibly the best team in the AFC. And this is obviously, I'm a Broncos fan if you're not familiar. But like, that was the two teams I feared the most were the Jags and the Bills. And he goes out there, has a game-winning drive against the Jags, plays pretty decent. For him, it was a decent game. For most quarterbacks, it's a great game. And then today goes out there and put themselves behind the eight ball. They realistically could have ran away with this one if he didn't play the way he did. And the only turnover he had, I mean, the interception at the end of the game, and it was an interception. If there was no defender there, it's an incompletion because the ball bounced up and it popped out of his hands. It's an interception. But there were multiple times beforehand, and it's funny when you look at both of these, because the other guy on the team that let them down, you know, I know it's an early fumble, and you recovered from it, and James Cook recovered pretty nicely at that point, but the fumble early in the game, they kind of limit the damage, though, and they had a chance to go into, and I know a lot of you are saying Sean McDermott should have kneeled the ball. Well, Josh Allen also could have just tucked the ball away and not scrambled with the ball out here carelessly. And it is what it is. This is not saying Josh Allen isn't one of the five best QBs in the league. This is not saying that Josh Allen is not a generational talent. But it's saying at what point does he get held accountable for the Bills' shortcomings? And I don't want to hear about the weapons around him when multiple other quarterbacks in the league do not get that excuse. If Drake May loses tomorrow, if Bo Nix would have lost this game, we're not talking about their receivers. The Bills have one of, if not the best, offensive lines in the league. They have one of the best pass defenses in the league. Yes, they do not have a superstar at the wide receiver position. But his wide receiving core is not as putrid as some other quarterbacks have. Bo Nix went out there, was able to throw the ball around the field with his 2 and 3 wideouts injured. They were able to win the game without Cortland Sutton having to catch the fourth quarter. Evan Engram was non-existent. Drake May, go out there. Yes, Stephon Diggs is a name you know. He's not a superstar anymore. Go out there and try to tell me that Drake May does not have a putrid skill position group that he is throwing to. Justin Herbert, amongst other guys in this league that do not have great talent around them. How long has Patrick Mahomes played? You know, Travis Kelce has aged. They haven't had good wide receivers, and the ones they do have that are good are constantly suspended or hurt. The excuses have to stop at some point. The NFL's tweeting out, you got to feel bad for Josh Allen. No, we don't. I know Jet fans don't feel bad for him. You think anyone in that division feels bad for Josh Allen? You think anyone in the conference feels bad for Josh Allen? No. Yes, he's an amazing talent, and it stinks that it was against my team today, but he is one of the most exciting players to watch in the league. But that doesn't matter. So was Lamar Jackson. And we held him accountable. It should be the same for Josh Allen. I mean, Lamar Jackson has lost games where Lamar Jackson has been great in the playoffs. But we've watched him lose critical games where his star tight end drops a major pass or his number one wideout drops a major pass. But we crush him all the same. He can't win the big one. At what point do we start questioning, can Josh Allen win the big one? It's not like he's also got this incredible list of guys he's beaten in the playoffs. Yes, he has beaten Lamar Jackson. So that is one. But who else has he beaten in the playoffs that you could honestly say is somebody he's beaten? Skylar Thompson in the playoffs? Mac Jones? A rookie Bo Nix? And we know what happened in the game against Lamar Jackson. It wasn't like it was an absolute out-dueling of him. So at some point, he has to be held accountable the same way we hold other quarterbacks accountable. Aaron Rodgers, and I have been a part of this group, gets crushed for only having one Super Bowl and being a guy who, yes, at times, has played brutal in big spots. I mean, 2019... they blow, they're showing it right now. Blows a 16-point lead and loses. Obviously, the game against the Chiefs, he played phenomenal. That was one where I was like, man, there's nothing else this guy could have did to win this game. Absolutely nothing. They changed the overtime rules because they felt bad for him. 2023, again, nothing that I would put against him. Obviously, there was a few plays he could have made. Missed the game-tying field goal, obviously. And then last year, couldn't get the ball out of his hands quick enough and underthrows a wide-open receiver. They turn the ball over on downs. So at what point is he held accountable? Like all of, and I know what you're going to say tonight. Oh, it wasn't an interception. It was. It wasn't those two plays that were blatantly pass interference, specifically the last one, where the guy's tackling the dude before the ball's in his hand. And no one wants to talk about the headlock that the Broncos pass rush got put in when Josh Allen is in his own end zone that could have ended the game if I didn't want the game to end like that. If I wasn't rooting for my team in that situation and I was just a Bills fan or somebody watching as someone without a dog in the fight, I'd be pissed if the game ended on a holding call that led to a safety. But it's still in the rule books, the excuses have to stop. And that's all we're going to get is excuses. And also, at some point, the head coach can't be Teflon anymore, and the GM can't be Teflon either. It's enough of blaming what's around Josh Allen and start blaming the people in control. James Cook could be put into this conversation. He got paid this year, major fumble. But at the end of the day, the quarterback has to be better. Three turnovers, potentially almost at a fourth, than what he was today. 888-808-1019. Teddy in Manhattan. What's going on, Teddy?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, dude?
Pretty good. I just like to say.
Hello? Are you there, Teddy?
The earlier game today, which was the Bills and the Bills lost, I feel very sorry for Josh Allen because he's a great player, but I feel that he's going to be one of those players that never gets to a big game.
Well, Teddy, I'm not really sure what you're trying to say there, but I appreciate the call. He cannot skirt criticism anymore, and this was the year. We all heard about it. The Ravens, not in the playoffs. The Chiefs, not in the playoffs. You're facing multiple quarterbacks with not a playoff win or lack of experience. Stroud, I think, does have a playoff win last year against the Chargers. But you have second-year QB Drake May playing in his first playoff game last week. You have a Broncos team that was largely unproven to most people. They lost to this Bills team last year, got smoked. It was wide open as it could be. And again, I thought the Jaguars were going to be the team that tripped up the Bills, not the Broncos. I didn't want to play either of them as a Broncos fan, but that is what I thought was going to be this year. The Bills were going to get to the Super Bowl. Everyone said this was the year. Patrick Mahomes may not be healthy to start next season, but if they get into the playoffs and Mahomes somehow comes back at the end of the year, are we really going to think that he's just got a path? And again, he just lost to a Bo Nix, year two quarterback. That is not someone who's going away. Drake May, who won the division against him this year, that's a guy who's not going away. At some point, Josh Allen has to get over the hump. How long was it that Steve Young had to hear about it? That monkey on his back. How long? How many got Elway until he got to the last 2 years of his career? Had to hear about it. I mean, they just put out the documentary. I mean, it's a little bit of a fluff piece. It is a great, if you're a football fan, how can you not like it? It is a good documentary on that, but it's not scandalizing. But again, he had to prove himself. Dan Marino never got over the hump, and it's basically what's held him back from being considered the greatest of all time. Although I do think, you know, it's tough. Skills-wise, he may be the greatest of all time. And Brady, who is the if, you know, there is no really argument at this point. But he is the GOAT. But do we think Brady is the most skilled QB ever? No, but he is the greatest winner in the history of the sport. So Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, they could be the most skilled. You know, at times I've said I thought Lamar Jackson was the best football player. At times I felt like Josh Allen was the best football player. At some point you got to win. It means nothing, especially at that position, at the quarterback position. It means nothing if you don't win. 888-808-1019, Anthony Gallo on the Fan. Jose in the Bronx, what's going on, Jose?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, dude?
Good. I was hearing about the game about, you know, Josh Allen and, you know, what is his capabilities and stuff like that. I mean, listen, I think he's a great player. I really do. And it sucks that he has a history, you know, losing games in a big one. I get it. You know, but it's like, what can we do, like, to fix it? Like, is it the receivers or... And I'm thinking that he needs some player, like a star player, like a receiver, a number one receiver.
That's fair.
To help him get through.
That's fair. But also, how many guys have we seen win without that? And Jose, I'm not saying you're being ridiculous. I'm not saying that. They clearly have to do better by him in the receiving group. But it's not like he's playing on a roster that's lacking talent. His running back was the number one leading rusher in the league. He has one of the best offensive lines in the league. The defense can't stop the run, yes, but they are one of the best pass defenses in the league. It's not like he's playing on a talentless court.
Yeah, I get it, but it helps that you need an air attack as well. And it lacks because he was at the end in overtime, he was relying on throwing the ball deep to Brandon Cooks. And how long, you know, out of all the receivers, I'm not saying Brandon Cooks is sorry, you know what I'm saying, but he's not number one, you know what I'm saying? And he threw that ball where McLaughlin caught the interception.
Right.
And what if he would have had a number one, you know what I'm saying?
Jose, I get it. I also don't think that play specifically. Yes, if it's a, you know, Megatron is coming down with that ball, he's coming down with that ball. But I don't, that's right there is a great play because it's probably an incompletion. If that guy's not there, it's an incompletion. We could argue about if you think it was a catch or not. He didn't have the ball. But that's a great play by the defender. I'm not going to put that on him. The other pick was a disaster. The fumble was a disaster. And we've seen him do this before. And again, I'm not saying that he is somehow, and I appreciate the call, Jose, the problem all the time with the Bills. But it's also not, I've seen other guys be criticized who are not the problem all the time. But somehow, if you criticize Josh Allen, it's against the rules. You can't criticize the guy. I've said it about Justin Herbert, but I think that ship has sailed. Where people are like, oh, you can't criticize him at times. We do it with Lamar Jackson. He's got Mark Andrews. All right. Who has he really been throwing to that is such an elite wide receiver? Yes, Patrick Mahomes in the past has had an elite receiving core. Who exactly was Patrick Mahomes throwing to last year when they went to the Super Bowl? Keon Coleman is a good receiver, yes. He's not great. Shakir, good receiver, not great. Those guys bailed him out today. This was a bad game from Josh Allen. I'm sorry, and he deserves to be criticized. At some point, we can't pick and choose who we want to criticize. If the shoe was on the other foot and any of these other quarterbacks, excluding Matt Stafford, because he has a Super Bowl, that were in this playoff, played like Josh Allen did today, we would ridicule them. Jalen Hurts has a Super Bowl. He should have two. He was the best player in the Super Bowl he lost. And fair, this is a fair point, has been criticized for the way he played this year and has taken the brunt of their losses. That's a guy who's won, but somehow Josh Allen can't be criticized. Matt Stafford's the only person really that I think in this playoffs is kind of Teflon because he's done it before. And even if I don't think Jalen Hurts is the problem in Philly, I understand the criticism. And I'm not sitting here telling you Josh Allen is not one of the five best QBs in the league. He's probably one of the three best QBs in the league. What I'm telling you is, why is it so taboo to criticize the guy after he has three turnovers, almost four in a playoff game, missed multiple wide open receivers? Also, the guy on the other side of the field lost two wideouts in the game, and one of his touchdowns, he had to throw to the seventh string offensive lineman. Have you ever heard of Frank Crum before? Little Jordan Humphreys should have had two touchdowns today. Where was he to start the season? The Giants practice squad. I don't want to hear about Josh Allen not having enough help. Kayshawn Booty came out of nowhere this year. That's who Drake May is throwing to. Now, in the NFC, you got three teams left now. The Seahawks winning today, and they look like the favorites. They have a legit receiving core, skill position group. The Bears have a stacked skill position group. The Rams, also, great group of receivers. The Texans, as crazy as it sounds, because their offense hasn't been that great, they have a very good group of receivers. Their running back room destroyed with injuries, but that is another group of pass catchers. The Patriots, the Broncos. These guys aren't throwing to great receivers. Justin Herbert, as much as I love to clown the guy, he's not throwing to a ton of talent. So I don't want to hear about that. And also, it's on the GM too, if you want to say it. It's on the coach, that coach whose defense gives up a big touchdown at the end of the half, unacceptable. And again, I do blame him for not kneeling, but also Josh Allen scrambling like that and being careless with the ball is another mark against him. It's one thing if this was his first playoff loss. And I'm like, all right, he had a bad first playoff loss. He's lost again. And this time, this was his worst performance in the playoffs. So if you can't criticize him now, when are we going to hold this guy accountable? This goes for fans, mostly media, that somehow there's these certain guys in the league that can't be criticized. That's where it's at. I've seen Joe Burrow take more criticism than Josh Allen. He's gone to the Super Bowl. Yes, he lost. But we've seen Joe Burrow take more criticism than Josh Allen. I've seen Patrick Mahomes take more criticism than Josh Allen. That's my point. 888-808-1019. Jerry in Cliffside Park. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. I just tuned in a few minutes ago. I just want to chime in here. I hear you. I agree. You got to criticize Josh. But also, I mean, he did. You know what? He's running, holding the ball out there, not protecting the ball. That's on him.
Yes.
But his receivers, you know, like you said, the guy that took the ball away, it would have been incomplete. But he's got to come down with that. And early in the game, the first half, like, he was getting chunks of yardage, and so was Cook. I mean, they were getting 10, 12 yards at a time, first down on first down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, either Denver adapted, made adjustments, and picked up on it. And, you know, I thought 13 points. I mean, I don't know how the game turns out if, you know, when they open up on that drive, that was a perfectly thrown pass. But if he comes down with that and you tack on four more, I mean, who knows where it goes. But, I mean, I agree with you. Well, he deserves criticism. But,
Jerry, I'll say this much, too. Yeah. I'm not sitting here telling you he's the thing holding the Bills back right now. But and I think you're being fair. I think Jose was being fair. Like, they also ran the ball fine. There were things he was doing prior to that fumble. There were things he was doing to that Broncos defense that nobody's done to them all year. And after that, it felt like he wasn't going to do that again. And his so-called unskilled teammates were the ones making most of the plays today. Yes, that Cook drop pass at the end of the game that turned into the interception, sure, that killed him. But what about the multiple times he's missed guys? I mean, Kincaid put them in a position with that 25-yard reception to win that game. All they had to do was not turn the ball over.
And I was going to, and you know what? Knowing the outcome now, had I known that, I mean, I'm still a Bronco fan, you know, I'm rooting for them, but I mean, without, Knicks.
I mean, I'm also fighting through this right now, not trying to be emotional. Yeah, on it. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah. I would have liked to seen, you know, the Bills win if I had known Knicks was going to get hurt.
I appreciate the call, Jerry. I got to disagree with you there. If I like, it's for example, I can't say that. I want my team to win. I'm going to go in the next Sunday hoping that Jarrett Stidham can be Nick Foles or Jeff Hostetler and, you know, will this team to victory. But I'm not sitting here telling you I didn't want to watch them win because I thought Bo Nix was hurt. Also, who thought he was hurt? He walked away without a limp. He had maybe a limp. He does the post-game interview. And then that comes. I literally walked into the studio, came in here, probably 40 minutes it took me to get here. The news isn't out yet. I set up the Rosie in the control room. And then he's like, dude, you're going to be devastated. And I was like, what? I'm thinking, who died? And he was like, show me the Schefter report of Bo Nix being out. And I was like, this is crazy. And I was hoping it was like Bo or Adam Crafter or, you know, one of those fake accounts where you think it's Adam Schefter. But no, it was real. And then Sean Payton confirmed it. And again, I know it's sports. I know it happens. But that idiotic run play, which is where he got hurt, and I know it sets up the pass, which if they don't commit the penalty on that play is a touchdown. And you could cry to your moms. He tackled him before the ball was even close. To hear that, the three calls that are supposedly controversial at the end of the games could not have been more blatant. The ball can't pop out when you hit the ground and call it a catch. You can't hold on to receivers and pull their arms at the line of scrimmage. And I'm sorry, they got away with it all game and they got called. And if you want to talk about something being rigged, Allen was in the end zone and the Broncos pass rush was getting held. That's a safety. The game shouldn't have ended on a call like that. I agree. But if that's the rule. They didn't call it. Cry to your moms. And the last DPI was defensive pass interference. It's not even debatable. When you tackle a guy before the ball is there, it's a penalty. It is what it is. And I can tell you this. I saw Deion Dawkins, one of the best linemen in the leagues, all-time great dude, kicked my ass in his charity kickball tournament. So I get it. And he also probably feels for his QB. They're going to feel scorned by it. If the shoe was on the other foot, they would feel like it was the right call. That's what it is. And now we wait and see. I don't think the Broncos have a puncher's chance now against the Texans or the Patriots without their starting quarterback. Because the guy who's backing him up, it's not like it's a guy with a ton of starting experience. Nick Foles steps in. That's a guy who had a ton of starting experience. And obviously he stepped in earlier in the season. Jeff Hostetler, same thing. Stepped in before the regular season ended. But he was also a guy with experience. To the point that he was complaining about the playing time that season. Or maybe it was the season prior.